Glory to God.
Praise you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're speaking in a new and pure language to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. For special access was given to us, the glorified wife, a member of the Godhead, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing forth the special access that came by the name of Christ the wife. Special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the wife. Oh, special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the wife. We're exalted and anointed and are wearing the crown of life. For the fullness of the Spirit dwells in this body of the wife. And the light of the Lord in us shines so bright. And we're rejoicing and being blessed by that name of Christ the wife. Special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the wife. We're speaking, it's in a new and pure language, to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. For special access was given to us, the glorified wife, a member of the Godhead, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing forth the special access that came by the name of Christ the wife. Oh, special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the wife. We're exalted and anointed and are wearing the crown of life. For the fullness of the Spirit dwells in this body of the wife. And the light of the Lord in us shines so bright. And we're rejoicing and being blessed by that name of Christ the wife. Special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the wife. We're speaking the word of life that only came by the name of Christ the wife. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise Amen. God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. That's a mighty good song.
Praise, that. You, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus.
Just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Amen. His ways. Amen. And glad that we're walking Amen. In the will of God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. We love you, Lord.
And we just thank God.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Tell me when you're ready. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love to say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he's worthy of all praise.
Amen.
We're reading today from the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. I want to read verses 7 and 8 specifically. And I want to talk today about seeing the wife as John saw her and not seeing her as Jesus Christ. In other words, we're not seeing her as Jesus Christ. We're seeing her, amen, as she's a person through all of the all the other members. See, we're members of the body of Christ. Amen. And that makes a big difference. Amen. Because God's been revealing more of his truth in the recent years and in recent weeks, in fact. And it's not so much that we were wrong on any of the things that we've said. And we probably didn't see all the light on everything. Amen. Maybe as clear as we should see it. But that was what was revealed at the time. And the Lord, he accepted it, and everything went real good. But we didn't see until recent years, maybe the last, how long, the last 3 or 4 years, about the feminine part of Christ?
About 5 years,
the feminine part of Christ, that there was two parts of Christ. And back earlier on, we didn't see that, and it weren't made known, amen. But now, it's clearly made known, and I want to take a little thought today, seeing the wife as John saw her, and not seeing her as Jesus Christ. In other words, we're not seeing her as Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is separate.
Amen.
Amen. We are the wife of the Lamb, see. Because we're baptized into that feminine part of the body of Christ. And it brought it out in this end time. Amen. It's manifested real good. And we're married together through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And he's the king and we're the queen. So today I want to think about that title, seeing the wife as John saw her. Now we want to look and see what John saw and what John wrote. And I believe it's going to help us today to see these things and understand these things better. And know that Christ has always been had masculine and feminine attributes in her, or I guess attributes would be a word there, or you could maybe use another word, but as part of the Christ part and the masculine part and the feminine part of Christ. But we've always seen the masculine part of Christ all the way through the ages. But in this end time, after Revelation chapter 10 was fulfilled, especially, we saw a different part of Christ that we haven't saw in days gone by or generations gone by. Amen. And wasn't even revealed in the early church. Amen. It's been hid in God since the foundation of the world. And so, in order to see her, we want to just look and see what John saw. He didn't see the Lord Jesus Christ now. And for a time here, the earlier part of this sermon today, this particular sermon, in the earlier part of it, I want to get your mind off of God and off of Jesus Christ and get on the wife of the Lamb, see? Amen. And just to see a different side that hadn't been manifested and revealed and made known, but now God's putting the wife of his son on display. Glory to God, by giving her a new name, Christ the wife of the Lamb, or Christ the wife, and she is, of course, she is the wife of the Lamb. And just see her, how she's dressed and all, and you'll not find Jesus dressed like that. Amen. You'll not find Jesus dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. That's not too much for a man to be dressed in. Amen. And I said this on a message sometime back, that a lot of people talk about linen shops. You know, going to a linen shop, and they're talking about a place that sells sheets and towels and washer jacket cloths and such like, and they'll say it's a linen shop. Well, in most cases, there is not one speck of linen in the whole shop. See, because that's a fine linen is something that's a very finest of material. Now, in earlier times, it was even more rare. And I've read some history on it, how they smuggled a little worm over in the United States. I believe the story went, and it's been a while since I read it. But a man had a cane, a walking stick, and had it hewn out and hollowed out, and some of those little things that made certain things to make linen. And finally, it's got its hold here. Amen. So I'm not going to go into that story, but I'm always interested in things like that, and I'll read them. And most of the time, remember pretty good all the details of it. So John saw someone like that, and he wrote quite a bit in the book of Revelation, and it weren't his thoughts that he was writing, it was the thoughts of the Lord. But he saw someone here in the 19th chapter that he wrote about. It brought a new and special meaning to a group of people. And that group of people, God let him see as a wife of the Lamb. And the way she was clothed, no other group is clothed like that. Amen. All the other saints of what order they are dressed in white robes and wonderful saints. But here's a group dressed differently and look differently. And so I'm going to read about that. So I'm just going to read in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation here, and I'll begin reading in verse 7. And this scripture here is not unfamiliar to any of you that have been hearing the message. You know very clearly what this says. It says, "Let us be glad and rejoice." Now that's one of the things, when you see this, that's the first thing. Let us be glad and rejoice. Now, we want to put the note in here that John, he was not part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. But when he saw her, made such an impression, he said, "Let us be glad and rejoice." Amen. Because he knew the marriage of the Lamb has come. Amen. And here is something I've never saw before. I've never saw one dressed like this before. This is something brand new to me, he was saying as he writes. Amen. And, of course, he was telling about the war, the day of the Lord and so on, what was taking place. But he broke in to put this particular thing in that God revealed to him. Now, this has been hid in God all the way through. Amen. Since before the foundation of the world. And it was hid in there that Christ, part of Christ had two parts, like masculine and feminine. Amen. And we see when he made the first man and woman to dwell upon the earth, he used this exact pattern, you know, when he created Adam. Amen. Created him a man, a male, Amen. But he put within him the entire spirit there of male and female. See, both parts. And there was, he saw all the animals. He named the animals and saw each one had a mate, a male and a female, see. But he really noticed that very carefully. Well, that was what it was God showing himself. God didn't create someone that weren't so much unlike himself. Amen. All those attributes that were in Christ was in God. And God just wanted to make an extension of himself. And that's what we are today, an extension. Amen. Extension of his Son. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And since the bones and flesh is glorified, we can say glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
So let me read here. John said, let us rejoice. Now, why would he be a Jew there that's not part of this? Why would he be so happy? Well, he knew a marriage has come. He knew everything getting ready to take place for the end time. And it was just so impressive, he couldn't help but write about it.
Amen.
Amen. So he started off by saying, this is verse 19, verse 7 of chapter 19, rather. Let us be glad and rejoice. Now that's something that if you ever get a glimpse of the wife, amen, that you'll automatically let us be glad and rejoice. But even more so if you are the wife of the Lamb. Amen. There's a group that is, and we're claiming that today. Glory to God that we're the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's be glad and rejoice and give glory unto him. Amen. Give glory to God. Amen. Be glad and rejoice and give glory to God, because now he has created a wife for his Son. Amen. By the word, by the gospel. And that come by the preaching of the word, see. Amen. Just as Paul, in his time, he called out a group, and he preached to them, and the Jews only basically preached to the Jews, and of course the heathen, the Gentiles, as they were called, did similar thing. But here Paul took and preached the gospel to both Jew and Gentile, and made absolutely no difference in their nationality, whether they were a Jew or a Gentile. And you'll find that, of course, I believe that would be in Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. Where that he broke down the middle wall of partition, and it weren't no partition between Jew and Gentile. Amen. With all the virgin that was to and did and has become the wife of the Lamb here at the end time.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So those are the things that John, I can understand why he was so stunned and why he, but here's the thing about it, it's a little surprising that he was so joyful about it. See, he knew that everyone had a mate, everyone everything, but here was the Lord Jesus Christ, and he didn't have a wife. But when he saw the wife of the Lamb, amen, he didn't only rejoice, but he said, let us. Yeah, all that was reading, and us there would have been, he was talking about the Jews there that was seeing, he was writing there, because that's when he himself was rejoicing and thinking about these things. Amen. Now, this is something brand new. This is something wonderful. And there's nothing to do about it but to rejoice.
Amen.
And you can't help but rejoice sometime when you get a revelation of this.
Amen.
Get a revelation of the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
And when ministers today, you can hear them for a bit, and you'll realize they don't know about the wife of the Lamb. They kind of mix it with Christianity as in general. But this is a brand new, special, created group. Hallelujah. That's created by a special message, the trumpet of God sounding.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so I'm going to read here. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, already his wife hath made herself ready. Amen. How do we make ourselves ready? We hear something. We hear a message. Amen. And we just can't help it. Glory to God. That's why we rejoice. And that's why we're just as stunned as about this as John was. Amen. Years ago, if you talk about the wife of the Lamb, I wouldn't known a lot about what you were talking about. I mean, I could understand the word, and I could quote the word, and I could say the words, but I didn't understand about the wife. Amen. Glory to God. And how that she is absolutely so much a part of Jesus. Amen. That God made her part of the Godhead. Amen. And there sits Jesus on the throne, and there is his wife. Amen. They're close by. Hallelujah. And she's a separate entity in the Godhead. Amen. She's beautiful. She's dressed different. Glory to God. And it's just something that he was so amazed. His eyes were open. And ours has been in this time we're living in. Glory to God, because that is the day that we're living in. And we should be glad and rejoice that we are part of what John rejoiced about.
Amen.
John was rejoicing about us, the wife of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Get some of this water here. Amen. I just thank God for all these good things that he's revealing. He's revealing so many of these good things that it just thrills your soul.
Amen.
Amen. You have to walk around with a spring in your step to a certain degree when you really see this.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Because this is something new. It's something exciting. And you have become, amen, the greatest group that there is. Amen. Now the others are dressed in white robes, and they have their place, and they're happy in their play. And I've explained many times that there's some people are pretty much satisfied with the just get along in life. Amen. As far as salvational things concerned, if they got saved or something and like that. But here's a wife that is becoming and has become his very flesh and his very bone.
Amen.
Amen. And she's part of him.
Amen.
Amen. To be part of him, he was the Word. He was in God. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the Godhead part of God. And we are part of that same.
Amen.
Amen. Because he chose us and took us as his wife.
See?
Amen. We heard a message and we made ourselves ready. How? By believing it. By standing by it.
Amen.
But amen. It become our all in all. Amen. And I told you about the brother here and some of the CDs, he said, I really like here Brother Ben preach, but said, I can't understand why he talks about the wife instead of the church. I love to hear somebody talk about church and tell about the church. Well, that's white robes, see, and that's all right, and they're happy that way, and that's good. But here's something that he got for a special group, and they are not satisfied with anything less. Amen. And not that white robes is so much less, but they're just for a different group of people. Hallelujah. With a different purpose in earth, and the whole scope of their life is different. But we have become part of that eternal God that has always been. Amen. Not just part of God, but part of the Godhead. Amen. And glorified flesh and bone. Amen. That's why Jesus could not marry, could not take a wife until after he fulfilled certain redemptive scriptures such as dying on the cross and paying for the sins of all mankind that would accept it, that was with God from the beginning. Amen. He did all that. But then he, when he resurrected, he was glorified flesh and bone. And I like to study about that. I rejoice when I do. I like to study about and read where Jesus went in to the room where the disciples was. He'd already revealed himself to two other of his disciples. They came telling about what they saw Jesus. He indeed is risen. And one writer says, them women come, said they saw a vision. And they came with some kind of tale that they saw a vision of Jesus and so on like that. Amen. But said, you know how them women are. You know, that's what's about the size of it. And when they began to tell about it, amen, and then some doubted, you know. They were in doubt about this. And then all of a sudden, as they were talking, here appeared Jesus in the room with them. Amen. And he knew what they were talking about him being a spirit. Amen. But he said, do a spirit have flesh and bone? Amen. And said, have you anything to eat? And they set the food out for him. He ate fish and honey, and he conversated with them there and talked with them. And all of a sudden, where does he go? He's gone. Amen. He just disappeared. Glory to God. Amen. So there's words for that transpose or something, I believe, wherever he wanted to go. But he appeared to many, and one time he appeared to more than 500. Amen. He led a large group. That's in the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. Where he appeared to more than 500. So it was very clear that he has risen. Amen. And glory to God. He was in glorified flesh and bone. But then we see a great happening there in Revelation chapter 10 where he came. Amen. I'm saying he here, because the masculine, feminine came, represented in the mighty angel, glory to God, and had a little book, and he gave it to the virgin, amen, that was waiting to become the wife, see, amen. This happened many years back, amen, and gave it to the virgin that was to become wife. She ate the little book and became the wife. Amen. And then that's where this wife of the Lamb come in at. Hitherto this, it were not in existence. The wife of the Lamb were not in existence. Yes, there's many saints of different orders and so on like that, and all of them have their place, and all of them rejoicing in the spiritual kingdom of God. But that special group is for a special people, and that special people will not settle for anything less than this special. Being in this special group.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let us rejoice and be glad, John said. And John not being part of the wife. But he was won't never. Hey, look at this. You can't help but rejoice of this. Amen. Let us rejoice and be glad, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. His wife made herself ready. And then we'll go on down here to the next verse. It says, and to her. Now, I want you to notice he's not saying to him, he, or anything else, but to her. To her, amen, to her, watch now, and be sure to get this, because we're separating this. The both attributes, the masculine and feminine, came down, amen, not the person of Jesus Christ. He stayed on the throne. And he's not going to get off the throne till the time of the millennium start. Amen. In the third chapter of the book of Acts, it says there that the heaven must retain him, amen, until the times of restitution, the time God restored this earth back, till the beginning of the millennium, see? Amen. That's when the bodily Christ will be seen among the public. Amen. Glory to God. But I tell you, when you begin to look at the wife of the Lamb, amen, and what she is, and the very wife of the Son of God, Amen. God ordained this and fixed it before the world. So when he started off with Adam and Eve, he laid a pattern there. Glory to God. And that's in Adam, he put that masculine, feminine spirit. Amen. But that feminine spirit didn't belong there as a permanent fixture, but there had to be a body prepared for her, see. Amen. Took the rib of the message, and he created her a body, and he didn't create her just from the dust of the earth as all the other, as Adam was. She was special. Amen. She was beautiful. Glory to God. And it was just something about her. And Adam wouldn't necessarily himself as being the man dressed in, he wouldn't be dressed like that in fine linen, so to speak. Amen. And so when the Son of God is fighting the battles and so forth in the day of the Lord and so forth, he wears a vesture dipped in blood. Amen. But his wife is clothed in fine linen in a place of safety. That has been raptured somewhere or another. I don't know. God hadn't revealed it to me yet. Amen. But called up, you know. And so I'm gonna leave that scripture off at that point until more is revealed. And when more is revealed, it may not be like being caught up way beyond the moon and all those things. So we don't know about those things. But she's in a special play. And there's a people today, and I'm going to say this, there's a people today that's in that special play.
Amen.
Amen. In his providence.
Amen.
That he created, that God made and take care of, just like she's clothed in that special garment. Fine linen, clean and white. And when John, which was one of the disciples, even traveled with Paul, son. When John saw this, he couldn't say but nothing but let us rejoice and be glad. Amen. This is something to be glad about. No, we're not the wife, but I sure am glad that the Son of God has a wife, see. Amen. So did Jesus come back on the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation? Not Jesus' person per se, amen. But some of those attributes, that spirit, that masculine spirit and feminine spirit came and married together.
Amen.
They married together, amen, to make one out of the wife and out of the son.
Amen.
Glory to God. They're one in the sense of he's what he's to be and she's what she's to be. But the one in the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. The one in purpose. Glory to God. And here we are. We're one in purpose with that. Our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, that sits on the throne today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he's going to come all the way down this earth. Glory to God. And at the start of the millennium. And we'll see how the world's going to go into such beautiful place. Amen. Be like the Garden of Eden all over the whole world. And there'll be people that's so happy, rejoicing, and the devil's bound. Amen. Can't get loose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when we look at the wife of the Lamb, seeing the wife as John saw. Now, John didn't see Jesus. Amen. He saw the wife. Amen. He saw that feminine part of Christ manifested in human flesh, in bodies, in glorified flesh and bones, see.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, since he didn't see it like that, we want to see the wife as John saw her. We are the wife.
Amen.
Amen. And we're rejoicing because we are what John saw.
Amen.
Amen. We're not Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus didn't want another Jesus, but he sure wanted a wife. Amen. God went to every extreme to create a wife for him. Amen. Even sent a message. Amen. And he called it the last trump. Amen. Last trumpet of God. As it began to sound, there began to be a stirring among a certain group of people. Hallelujah. While others, I don't see nothing so great here. I don't see what's going on. Well, I'm talking about seeing the wife as John saw her. When John saw her, he couldn't stand still.
Amen.
He began to rejoice. And I'll tell you, the Jewish people, when they see something that the Lord reveals something of blessing, I tell you, they have physical reaction.
Amen.
Dancing, praising God, and
amen,
blowing ram horns, and amen. So that's what's taking place. The wife, he has taken his wife. Glory to God. He hadn't picked her up and took her to that special place yet because he wants us to be here. Amen. We're just a witness of the joy of the Lord right here when everything's so troubled. Amen. People, they're troubled. They don't know which way to turn. Amen. And they probably won't get that kind of guidance to the 144,000 come forth and preach that everlasting gospel in the last part of that week.
Amen.
I'll tell you, last week we had a message, stacking events upon the one upon the other. And answered a lot of questions for people, because there are some that want to, well, how did this take place in the first 3.5? How did this take place? And how did this take place? I'm talking of the week of Daniel. You got all these things, yet you ain't got but 3.5 years till tribulation starts. What's worth about? They stack on one another. Amen. I said it's like stacking dishes, I guess. But someone said it's like cooking a cake, layer upon layer upon layer. It don't expand the size, make it wider or rounder, but it makes it higher. Amen. Higher and higher and higher.
Amen.
Put that cream between the layers and all that. You got something. You got something good eating there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, that's what God does. He starts this. Two prophets come. Yes, the 144,000 move on the scene to begin to hear a word. Glory to God, and they hear that message and see what God is doing through the two prophets. Amen. They're learning all the time. Amen. They're right there. And there are many other things that I'm not going to, I haven't got any of those things wrote down here. I'm not going to try to bring in a lot of the things that take place in the first part of the week. Amen. But it's stacked. He just stacks them. Amen. Start this, start that, start that. Amen. There's a covenant made and two prophets on the scene and on it goes, see. The thing is, God's moving. God's got a wife here. That's the main thing I want you to see. John saw the wife, and all of a sudden, that seemed to be, he was putting all his attention upon that.
Amen.
Amen. To the point where he was talking about what's going on, the day of the Lord, what's going on. All of a sudden, he just stopped on that, dropped that altogether. Then he began to tell about, let us rejoice and be glad. Amen. And he says, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Okay, here we got something brand new, a wife for God's Son. Amen. Not just somebody that the Son shed his blood to save. Amen, which he did, everybody. But this is the group that he took unto himself as his wife. Amen. And she chose to be his wife. And when she was offered the little book, she took the little book and she ate it and become what it was. Amen. So the little book's not in that type of existence anymore, because we, amen, became that very thing.
Amen.
It's that word. You can see it. You can hear it. Amen. And we just rejoice in the Lord for that. Amen. So I am concentrating and ministering on the wife of the Lamb. Amen. That's the ministry God gave me. Amen. That's a trumpet message. The trumpet message. Amen. The wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And it says it'll change these vile bodies. It'll be changed in a moment and twinkling of an eye. And in that time period, amen, we're totally changed, amen. Glory to God. So there's some good things there. Amen. Glorified flesh and bone. That's the main thing. See, when you eat the little book, after you eat the little book, you become glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Amen. I believe I mentioned this last week. I said something about these vile bodies, you know, and I was quoting, I believe Paul said, or someone, I forgot exactly who it was, said it. Amen, these vile bodies. Amen. Well, I really didn't get thinking about it. My wife, she just something that hit her. That don't sound right for the wife. Vile bodies. And so afterward we talked about, I said, hey, I never thought about that before. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb is not vile. Her body is not vile. If it was, I don't think John would rejoice like he did and said, let us rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it's a special people, and she's clothed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the finest. Amen. Which is the righteousness of the saints. Glory to God. So all these things have come into being right here, and we're partakers of it. Amen. It applies to us. And we have to have word that applies to us, or we get crossed up somewhere along the line. But when you're talking about the wife of the Lamb, you're talking a new language. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So those are the things we're looking at here. But let me read just a bit more here. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Now I want you to notice, to her. Now, it weren't to all the other saints. You can find in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation and the different one that you find in there that there's groups that dressed in white robes. Amen. That's before the throne of God day and night. Amen. Serving Him and glorifying Him. Hallelujah. So all those things there. And I believe it was this week where we was talking to someone, wasn't it, Barbara, had got hold that you'd left the book somewhere of an interpreted book of Revelation. Amen. She was talking about that, and as she was reading it, then we discussed something with her, and she said, I'm in. Oh, yeah, what a book. She's just rejoicing, what a book, what a book. Well, I like to see people get enthused and see these things. Well, it shocked John. It surprised John. And it made John feel so good, even though he weren't particularly himself part of it, because he was the one set on one of the thrones, 12 thrones, judge the 12 tribes of Israel in the millennium and something. He had a different order, see. Glory to God. But that didn't stop him from rejoicing when he saw what he saw. I don't have to be part of it, he said, to rejoice over it. Glory to God. So sometimes I'll think, and I never try to judge anybody, but I was thinking about the lady that told me and Barbara there as she's reading, and we discussed some of the things that she said, I'm in. Yeah. Amen. And just happy she could be. Glory to God. So I've never, what was she said about the book? I've never read anything like it in my life. Well, I tell her she ain't going to ever read anything like it. Glory to God, unless she reads more of that. Amen. And now, at the same place, there's several people. She spread the word around, and they want us to bring some interpreted books up. The fact is, that everybody there wanted to borrow it. The one she had, I guess she'd tell them about. And she said, no, I'm not going to get rid of this. And until I get through with it, I'm going to hang on to it. So I got there right by my bed. Glory to God. So we see some of that going on. Amen. But John here rejoicing. Well, did it make John the wife? No, he was not. Didn't make John the wife. But when he saw the son getting the wife, he was so glad for him. Yeah, amen. Amen. So happy for Jesus. Amen. When he saw what God did, gave him a wife clothed in fine linen, clean and white, and the type of righteousness that he had, that the God gave to the wife. Amen. It just really thrilled his soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So God didn't want
the wife be just like him, or like Jesus. No, Jesus is one. Jesus masculine and a wife of the Lamb. Amen. She's feminine, see? Amen. So he didn't want someone made like made just exactly like he. Amen. That wife fit the bill 100%. Amen. So that's the thing. And so you can see why John writing, telling about it. Amen. Way back here. And God let John pick John up and put him in the very time it was happening. Although he just, through time, he just transported him up and let him see the vision. And he wrote about, just like he wrote about the Roman Empire and the church ages and all those things. He picked him up. He just set him up here at the end time and let him write about them as though they were just happening, because into John, they were just happening because God put him in the time when they were happening. But it didn't make him that, see. Amen. Someone wrote me sometime back, a good while back, about is John. John pardoned the wife, or his son. Oh yes, yes. brother, what's the name of the brother? Brother Rohan, my wife said one wrote this one. Is John pardoned the wife? Amen. No, he wasn't part of the wife, but he saw her and he rejoiced over her. Amen. Amen. So he was so happy that God had created Jesus the wife, and he created it by a message, and it's the sounding of the trumpets. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what's taking place right now. And John weren't here in actuality, but we are.
Amen.
And we see it happening every day.
Amen.
Amen. The glory of God's coming forth. Hallelujah. And it's something to rejoice about. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Amen.
Amen. So we just praise God for all these things. Amen. We go on. And it says there that righteousness, that clean and white linen, is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. It's the righteousness of God that God allotted for this special group. Amen. You might say, Brother Howard, you believe the wife has a special righteousness? Absolutely. Amen. She has special access to God.
Amen.
And she just, God just put her up there and made her part of the Godhead. Amen. And someone said something about it the other day that it blessed them, what I said about that we're part of God. And I believe the question asked, aren't we all part of God? Amen. And all the saved, yes, and all those that has the Spirit of God in them, yes, they're part of God. But see, Jesus was the fullness of the Godhead part of God. Amen. The Godhead part of God. And then that's where we come in at. Hallelujah. As that tree of life. Oh, and that water of life flows right through, see. Amen. And here we are today, just rejoicing, just praising God. Amen, and just as happy as we can be, we'd say.
Amen,
because it's because of what the Lord is doing, see.
Amen.
So seeing the wife as John saw her, and not seeing her as Jesus Christ, see.
Amen.
We're not seeing her as Jesus Christ. Amen, and that's what I want to see. We're not seeing her as Jesus Christ. Amen, we're seeing her as the wife of Jesus Christ, see.
Yeah.
Amen. With those, Jesus Christ is a carrier of the masculine attributes.
Right.
Amen. The wife is carrier of a feminine attribute.
Yeah.
Amen. Those attributes married together. Glory to God, put this thing together where, amen, we don't have, is God one telling me this, or Jesus telling me that, or this, that, and the other? Amen. So we don't have to go through that scenario like that.
Right.
Amen. The wife is the wife, and the son is the son.
Amen.
Glory to God. And they're married together, and they are one.
Amen.
Amen. And that means the masculine and feminine part of the Spirit works together perfectly.
Amen.
Glory to God, to accomplish what God wants done.
Amen.
In this time we're living in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God for it. And that goes on a little more about here, but that's the main thing I wanted to get in here. about seeing the wife as John saw her. Just think about how are you seeing her that way? Amen. Are you seeing her as John saw her? Dressed in fine linen, clean and white. A special person. Only one in the world like her. Amen. And when only person in the world that's made up of the many members, the many cells, glory to God, and many members, all of them come together, and all of them was with the Father. Amen. Part of the Godhead, the Godhead part of God. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. It's known that God is so big. David said, if I take the wings of the morning and fly to the othermost parts of the world, he's there. And if I made my bed in hell, he'd be there. And all, everywhere, he said, you can't be nowhere that God's not there. But then God, the Godhead part, was zeroed in on a certain person and a certain woman. Hallelujah. That's the Lord Jesus Christ and his wife. Amen. And she's feminine and he's masculine. Glory to God. And since the marriage took place, amen, the feminine and masculine can work together perfectly, and they don't conflict with one another. Hallelujah. Amen. It works so perfectly together. Amen. And you don't have to try to figure out, is this from the feminine part or the masculine part? Amen. Glory to God. It's the truth. It's what produced the water of life that flowed. Amen. And the nation come and drink, and them leaves are for the healing of the nation. Amen. Amen. Before my wife's mother passed away 2 or 3 years ago, amen, she had a dream about a tree. There was a leaf on the tree there. And that little tree, she said, that leaves there is healing. That's healing. Amen. And talking about it. And then when she was going on to be with the Lord, she said that little leaf fell off the tree and fell to the ground. Amen. So I tell you, God, he does certain things for us, and he makes everything so good, so wonderful, so beautiful. Amen. And so exciting. Amen. Amen. If this don't get you exciting, I don't know. Amen. One man said something like this, a Pentecostal preacher. Said, if this don't get you on fire, it says your wood's wet. Yeah. Or something like that. Amen. So he said, this is something that'll get you going. It's on fire. If it's the Word of God, the Spirit of God, leading, guiding, amen, and moving in such a way that you have to say it's glorious, it's wonderful, amen, and it's so beautiful, words can't explain it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God didn't take just the dirt and make a body for Eve. Neither did he take just from the dirt to make one for his son's wife. Amen. His son's wife is made from the glory of God, from a special message that was with the Father before the world began. Amen. That was the word. That was the message. And it was hid in God. Paul brought that in the 16th chapter of the book of Romans about my gospel and so on like that. And he said these mysteries been hid in God since before the foundation of the world. Amen. Or since the foundation of the world. So that's why this is new. That's why this is exciting. That's why this is something that bless you. This is something that'll make you go when you don't feel like going. Amen. It'll make you. If you don't feel like going, you will pretty quick. Amen. When this wheel in the middle of the wheel get turning. Amen. That's one way one prophet explained it. Amen. So I just love the Lord so much today. Appreciate him. And I could never praise him enough. And I don't deserve, I say that, but I guess I do, but God knows what best. Yeah, sometimes I think I don't deserve to know these things. But if I didn't, I wouldn't know them. Amen. Keep tell you, when I get started drinking this good cold water, it's really good. I was over preaching for Brother Gann over in Singapore for a few days once, and I said, could I have some water, please? And they brought me hot water. I said, that water's hot. He said, oh, you don't want hot water? And I said, no, just some regular tap water would be fine for me. So they brought me some more of that, but I got a good surprise. I put that water up, it was hot. Amen. So I learned that there are different customs in different countries, and they do it a different way. Amen. Some preachers may like hot water, but would you give me the cold water, please? Amen. Amen. I love the Lord, don't you? We just rejoice about this. We just praise God, and we just have a good time because I think that's what He wants us to do. Amen. To rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Amen. Just enjoy these great things. Amen. And we never get through rejoicing about them. Praise God. And never get through talking about them. Amen. It's hard for me sometimes to find the stopping place in these good things, because you keep thinking of more and more good things to say. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Amen. One place there, the Word talks about the joy of the Lord's our strength. Amen. And I tell you, that joy of the Lord, amen. Well, what gives you that joy of the Lord? It's the revelation. And it does strengthen you. Amen. Amen. And David said one time, it makes me feel like I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Yeah. Yes. And he didn't have this glory either, because this is the joy of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Straight from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And not only that, but we're his wife. Amen. The wife of the Lamb. Praise God. Praise God. United perfectly with him. And all things are being done according to his will. Amen. Amen. So let us pray today. Father, it's in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we come to you. Lord, at the closing of this message, these statements we've made, and this, Lord, I feel like you put this on my heart, Lord. And I just praise you for it. And I pray that it'll go forth and it'll accomplish that which you've ordained, and the purpose for which you sent will be wrought. Lord, we praise you for it in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. I've been wondering some days we use that name, that Christ the wife. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we're Christ the wife. Amen. But we're that feminine part of Christ the wife. Right. Amen. So we praise God for that. All right. Amen. My wife's going to come sing one for us. Maybe testify whatever she feels.
I just praise the Lord for that. That was just so wonderful. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Amen. Oh, Father.
Praise the Lord. There is a new and pure language that God gave to us, showing the new birth of the body of the wife of the Lamb. In glorified flesh and bones we are now found. This is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. It is so good to be the queen of the great king, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to know that all the attributes of God, male and female, are flowing through us, his glorified wife. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. There is a new and pure language that God gave to us, showing the new birth of the body of the wife of the Lamb. In glorified flesh and bones we are now found. This is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. It is so good to be the queen of the great king, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to know that all the attributes of God, male and female, are flowing through us, his glorified wife. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. Oh, we're the word of glorified flesh and bones, which is the word after marriage.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We praise you for this joy, Lord, for the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for it, and we love you with all our hearts. Blessed be your name, Lord, and blessed be the name of Christ the wife. Hallelujah, amen. Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I just appreciate that message with all my heart. That message was wonderful, and I just praise the Lord for it. Thank you, my Lord, for sending it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we could say, aren't the wife wonderful? John, he wasn't concerned whether he was so wonderful or not, but he wanted to point his attention to the wife. She's wonderful. Let us rejoice. My, my. Let us be glad. Isn't she wonderful? Amen. So we just praise the Lord. Amen. It just makes you laugh. It makes you praise the shout. Makes you praise the Lord. And you really don't know what to do. Praise the Lord. We just praise God. Amen. So we appreciate you, and God bless each one of you. And I pray that you, as you hear this message over, that you'll just stop the whatever means you're recording on, recorded on, or hearing it from, and just think about some of these things.
Amen.
Amen. If you need to, back it up a little and listen again.
Amen.
Amen. And your life will get shouted.
Amen.
Depending on what group you belong to. Amen. So God bless you today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.